Welcome back to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt. Sweden took a lot of heat for refusing to shut down businesses and schools when the rest of the world closed. Then they saw a spike in cases and deaths. But this week, a graph out of Sweden revealed that the pandemic has all but vanished from the country. They took a risk, and it appears to some to have paid off. Meanwhile, here in the United States, some states remain closed while others open. In California, home of Salem host Dennis Prager, much of it remains shut down.
It's so bad, I can't overstate it. It's not possible to overstate the damage and the idiocy of the lockdowns. It's as if the virus has a certain number of people it's going to infect, certain number of people will die, and it almost doesn't matter what you do. Sweden seems to be a proof. You lock down. Okay, so let's say you lock down and you go to zero. So what are you going to do? Keep it at zero with a lockdown forever? Our morons who run the CDC and the others, they don't answer that question. Oh, yeah, till that vaccine comes. Are you an idiot? Do you understand that there will not be an America left to save? You stupid fools at the CDC and the stupid fools who... See, the Democrats listen to them partially because they have no wisdom, but partially because they really do believe that the worse things are, the better it is for their election chances. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Because look, it's obvious. You don't need to be a partisan to know this. If the country were humming along in the greatest economy since almost in recorded history, would be harder to defeat Donald Trump. Vote for us. We'll give you rent. Right? We'll give you rent. We've taken away your ability to pay your rent, and now we'll give you rent. That's what the left does. I'm just shocked that Americans have taken it. I'm very rarely surprised. You're going to tell me I can't make a living? Where are the chambers of commerce? Aren't they supposed to represent small businesses? Right? Where are they? Why aren't they calling for a massive open up your store? And we'll all get arrested together. They'll put you in jail, and they'll let out the violent criminals because of COVID, but they'll put you in jail. One day, Garcetti and Newsom will have to face God. That keeps me sane. You collected your salary while you screwed everybody else up, all you government workers, while you deprive these hardworking people, run a nail salon for making a living. People, the waiters. Oh, my God, I'm so angry on their behalf. You have no idea. See, this is the way it works. It's really unbelievable. Let us say the president did what I suggest. Only those of you who are really vulnerable stay home. The rest go to work. And then we would have had this many deaths. They would have said, you see, Trump's policies killed 160,000 people. No matter what happens, they win. If you lock down and it goes down, see, we're right. You open up and it goes up, you see, we're right. Anything that happens, you see, we're right. That's why they're so angry at Sweden. God, would I like to be in Sweden now? No masks, no lockdown, school going on. Yeah, of course its economy was hit. There's no tourism and there's no exports. Of course it's hit. But not like other countries, and they didn't pay a social price. How your kids doing, folks? 6 months at home, and another 6 months because of the coward teachers and the corrupt teachers' unions. If there's anything in America more corrupt than teachers' unions, I'm not aware of its existence. California teachers' union. We won't go back to work as teachers if you don't defund police. Isn't that astonishing? They don't give a crap about your kids. Teachers' unions care as much about kids as the communists cared about workers. They use your kids to further leftism. Don't you understand the pattern, folks? The lockdown is a farce, an immoral farce. It's gone from mistake to immoral in my estimation. Do you understand? The government is told. I mean, I'm almost speechless. That's the reason for the silence, because I'm losing the ability to find adjectives. The government, like in California, has told people that you can't make a living. Has this ever happened in American history? No, right? It's never happened. And Americans are taking it like, oh, of course. That's the change that the left has wrought in the weakening of the American character. Gavin Newsom? Just a fool, a simple fool. Can ruin your life's work for no good reason. You can sit within inches of a person, eat without a mask on an airplane for 4 hours, but you can't even distance sit in a restaurant. Can somebody explain why? No one can explain why. The whole thing's a fraud. Think of a friend of mine who owns a gourmet pizza place. Put his life work and savings into it. Gavin Newsom and the left have ruined his livelihood. I am so angry. And so many Americans go along with it. Print more money. That's the answer, right? Print more money so that your hard-earned savings become worthless. I mean, you could print enough money to support everybody, right? But then the dollar becomes like the Reichsmark in Weimar Republic Germany. Know what that led to? Nazism. My column deals with this. It's all about the death of the Judeo-Christian value system. All about it. That's it. That's all you need to know. When Christianity, and I'm a Jew telling you this, when Christianity died in Europe, you got Nazism, fascism, and communism. So what will you get in America? Not a fair question? Well, you see it on the streets of Portland. That's what you get. I suspect that most of the people who are rioting didn't study the Bible that day. It's just a wild supposition. Secular conservatives have outsmarted themselves. They really believe that you can have belief in the Constitution to be as persuasive as belief in the Bible. The secular conservatives are as brainwashed about secularism as secular leftists. That's the irony. They don't understand secularism is a dead end.
Coming up, President Trump discusses his upcoming...